Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I welcome you to Affirmations Works. And I am happy to be back on the air with you. I am happy to be here. I hope you are healthy and well, and your family and your friends are healthy and well, and that you are continuing to hold those that are dear to you in your prayer and in your heart so that they continue to prosper and they continue to be healthy. And so I am happy that you're here because I want to talk to you today about something I feel really excited about. And it's called free will. Free will. You all know it. You know what it is. You've heard it. You have it, right? But we don't recognize that we are constantly using our free will in every small and large decision. And so today I want to talk to you about that. I did not pick out a Unity publication segment to go with this lesson. So I'm going a little off script today, a little off the train, just doing something a little different for 2021. I'm definitely going back to our Unity publication because I think that's a nice addition and some more food for you. But for today, I just kind of want to talk a little bit. And I want to tell you about an experience I had and what brought this particular episode that I'm sharing with you to light today. And it wasn't bad. It was something good. I'm having some work done at the house. And so the company that did the work actually came by and they brought me this packet. And the packet was like the blueprint showing, you know, okay, this is the structure we put up. And here's a permit. And this permit was this big green sheet. And he says to me, you know, you've got to put this big green sheet, you've got to tape it to the front gate there because it allows the city inspector to enter your property to come out and look at our work. And of course, he said, you know, if you don't do it and he can't get in, they charge you an extra $100 or whatever it was. So, you know, I ran right out and put that on the front gate, right? We don't want extra charges for things. So what really hit me about that moment was that I had to give the city inspector permission to enter my property, right? And it said right so on that big green sheet, it said, I, homeowner, give the city inspector permission to enter my property. It was dated and, you know, and all that, official looking. And it dawned on me, it hit me. It just like a lightning bolt came down and it hit me. And the thought was, we also have to give God permission to enter our property. Think about that for a moment. Now, if we replace the word property with mind, with soul, with being, we are giving God permission to enter our mind, our soul, our being, because he's always standing at the gate because he can't come in unless he has permission. And why is that? He's God, for God's sake, right? He's God. What do you mean he can't come in? He can do whatever. He is all knowing, all being, all seeing, all showing. Why can't he just come on into our property? Do you want to know why? Because he has given you free will. He has given you free will, and with free will comes choice. And you get to choose who can enter your mind, who can enter your body, who can enter your soul, your spirit. You get to choose who has occupation in your space. So free will is a powerful thing. And we have it. We were born with it. You don't have to go to school and get a degree and study to get free will. It's yours. You don't have to catch the right train or live in the right neighborhood or drive the right car. You don't have to have the right set of friends and be hooked up and know the people at the city hall or at the top of government to have free will, because it is your birthright. You have free will. And with your free will, you have the choice, the dominion to choose who you let onto your property. Woo, that's some powerful stuff, baby. I gave you enough food for a feast right there. That's something for you to sit and marinate on, because you need to take this moment and look at your life. Look at your life right now, today, and look and see, is everything in the order that I would like for it to be? Because if it's not, it's because you have used your free will to allow someone onto your property or to allow someone onto your space in your mind. You know, your space doesn't have to be a physical space. It doesn't have to be a room in your house. It doesn't have to be a room in your office. You can allow someone into your mind where they are upsetting your thoughts day in and day out. You're thinking about them and you pissed off at them and they did this and they did that and why did they do that? And you have given them permission to enter into the building. Do you understand? So it is up to you to kick them out the building. If you can let somebody in, you surely can let them out. And you cast them out. Use your free will. Cast them out. I no longer want you in my mind. I no longer want you in my soul, in my spirit. I no longer need or want you here. Be gone. Leave. And it's as simple as that. And every time they keep trying to come back in, every time they keep pushing back up, every time they keep going, oh, but, you just go back to leave. I don't want you to leave. I am using my free will. Leave. So start this new year off right. You know what I mean? This is a new year. You got a fresh start. I love New Year's. I really do, because they are always in my mind about a fresh start, a new way to look at things. You know, don't be afraid of change. Change is a good thing. Only dead things don't change. That's the only thing that doesn't change. You think about that. Dead things don't change. Every living thing changes. The universe was designed to continue to change. So don't be afraid about change this new year. Don't be afraid about embracing something different. Don't be afraid about exercising your free will to either allow someone into your space or out of your space. Right? You know, I was also watching this documentary and they were talking about, you know, homeless people and their plight and their stories. And that's the part I connect with, is their stories, because everybody has a story. Everybody has a story. And I think all stories, human stories, are fascinating, right? Because we come from so many areas and spaces. And, it's not until you become, you know, when you're a child, you think everybody grew up the way you grew up, right? Everybody had the same experiences. And it's not until you become older and get out into the world that you see that's not true. right? That's not true. We all come from so many different backgrounds and experiences and spaces that it makes up a really unique rug, as I like to call it. And so I was listening to this documentary, or watching it rather, and this they talked to this man, and he was homeless, and here was his story, and I thought it was interesting. And he basically talked about how he had a wonderful family. He had a wife and he had children. He had bought himself a beautiful home. He said it wasn't huge, but it was perfect for them. And he was happy for a while. And then he said one day he just felt bored, and he went to the bar and he met this gorgeous, sexy, intriguing woman at the bar, and he kept going back to the bar, and she kept being there, and you know, one thing led to another, and they start having an affair, and eventually he moved out of his home and moved in with this woman. And they continued to have this very fiery relationship that just kept pulling him in. And then he found out that this woman's brothers were in the drug trade. And they start partying a lot. And that was kind of exciting because he didn't party before. You know, he felt his life was a little boring. You know, he had his wife, his kids, they did the family thing all the time, but they didn't really party. And here she was with her brothers and her family, and they partied all the time. And he started kind of using drugs in these parties. And then the next thing he knew, one of the brothers approached him about driving a truck. And they wanted him to drive this truck from Florida to New York. And he said, okay. And he drove that truck twice, no problems. On the third time, highway police pulled him over. And of course, the truck was full of drugs. And he went to jail. He went to prison, and he served many years for that. And when he came out, he said he could not get his footing. He could not bring himself back up. He had fallen so far, he just couldn't get his footing. And he was explaining that was his story of why he was basically homeless. He was under this bridge. And so when I looked at that story, I thought about free will. And with free will comes choices, and how one choice can turn you. One choice can turn your life upside down. And so we have to be very conscious of our free will. We have to be very conscious of our choices. And, you know, some choices just so automatic, we don't even think about them. You know, I think I'll have some eggs and some bacon, and I'll have coffee, and I'll have some toast for breakfast. Yeah. You know, that, But some choices require us to really sit down and give them the proper energy that they need to help direct and propel us in the right direction in our life. We always have free will. We always can allow God into our life because he's at the gate. Like my city inspector, he's at the gate. He just needs the permission to come through the gate. That's what he needs. He needs permission from you. And what you do, how you give him permission, is you say, God, I accept you into my life. Your will, not my will, be done. Your will, not my will, be done. And when you do that, you have handed him permission to not only to come in, but to speak to you loud and clear. So that then you can make choices based on his word, his knowledge, not yours. And so I know I've talked your ear off today. Want to get the new year started right. But I do hope that what I've said to you today has been helpful, and that you will sit with it, that you will share it with your friends and your family. and that it would help to uplift your life in every way possible. And as always, I wish you nothing but blessings.